Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the feast of Our Lady of the Rosary, and this feast was established by Pope St. Pius V to remember the great victory at Lepanto attributed to the intercession of Our Lady, the intervention of Our Lady, because of the devotion of the Holy Rosary. If I'm not mistaken, Pope St. Pius V called all Christians to begin reciting the Rosary in order to obtain victory. And victory came about in a miraculous way. And so we see how the Rosary has great power to defeat our enemies. And it's for this reason that Holy Mother Church makes it obligatory for those who are on the front lines of the spiritual battle, okay, the battle against the evil spirits, namely for priests and religious, right? The code of canon law says this with regard to the formation of clerics, seminarians. Says, devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, including the rosary, mental prayer, and other exercises of piety are to be fostered so that the students may acquire the spirit of prayer and be strengthened in their vocation. You see how they need to be strong in their vocation against evil for the salvation of souls. And so, devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, including the rosary, is to be fostered among seminarians. Now, the language gets even stronger when it talks about religious, right? Chapter 4, entitled The Obligations and Rights of Institutes and of Their Members, Religious. So the obligations, canon law says this, that religious are to have a special devotion to the Virgin Mother of God, the example and protectress of all consecrated life, including by way of the rosary. Right? You see how that language, it's not optional, right? But they are to have a special devotion because she is protectress. Against what? Against dangers, right? Spiritual dangers, which are on all sides of religious, okay? Including by way of the rosary. The rosary being the most, certainly one of the most powerful spiritual means to conquer and defeat evil. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.